Phil Henry Show.
Live from Jim Seals Auto Farm. Hi, everybody. This is Phil Henry, and we are out here at Jim Seals Auto Farm, and we'll be all afternoon for our big Memorial Day Jim Seals Auto Farm sales special. Saving Private Henry. Pot the music up. Pot the music up.
Yeah, so.
And we're very happy to be broadcasting live this afternoon. We're in Woodland Hills, California, at Jim Seals Auto Farm. To get to Jim Seals Auto Farm, all you have to do is... Can we move it off the street a little bit, please? To get to Jim Seals Auto Farm and the radio station, you can kill the music now. To get to Jim Seals Auto Farm, all you have to do is go out to 101, take the Clover exit to Barranca, go 2 miles to the man with the smile, Jim Seals Auto Farm.
Jim Seals, I'll make you a deal.
Give me the mic. And today we are declaring war on prices. That's right. The only war here is the war to get you a deal. And General Jim Seals is here to tell you more. General Seals, go ahead.
Thank you very much, sir. This is General Jim Seals here at Jim Seals Auto Farm. Take the Clover exit off the 101 freeway 2 miles to the middle of the spot. I'm Jim Seals Auto Farm. Jim Seals, I'll make you a deal.
Thank you very much, General Seals. And
I also want to tell you, this is Saving
Give me the microphone. Go ahead.
It's Saving Private Henry Day. This is Saving Private Henry Day. Come on down here, we'll make you a deal. If you buy a Jap or a Crowd car, you get discounts up to 20% on the new CD changer. We'll also get you a brand new vinyl cleaner, and we'll get you some hubcap cleaner, too. If you Jap, you get yourself a Jap or German car. That's here at Jim Seals Auto Farm. I'll make you a deal.
All right. Thank you, General Seals, sir. General Seals. I'm saluting General Seals. And I'm Private Henry here at Jim Seals Auto Farm. Remember, General Jim Seals, I'll tell you something right now. He has got his infantry of salespeople ready to storm the beach of your wallet and make you a deal. If you buy a Japanese car or a German car, you get discounts of up to 20%. And remember, and that's up to 20% on the CD changer, or you get an air conditioning upgrade. That's right, if you buy a German or Japanese car. Now, we want to tell you, we are out. It's a beautiful day here at Jim Seals Auto Farm. It's gorgeous. Bud Dickman, my producer, what do you want, Bud?
Go to commercial.
And we come back.
All right, we'll go to a commercial in just a moment. Just want to let everybody know that we're at Jim Seals Auto Farm, and we're located off the Clover exit here, off the 101 freeway in Woodland Hills. Just go to Barranca, 2 miles, to the man with a smile, Jim Seals Auto Farm. Jim Seals.
I'll make a deal.
All right, General Seals. Hey, by the way, okay, let's take a break, and we're staying with the network, We're just taking a quick network break here on the Phil Henry Show. Okay, we need to turn that...
You're not doing it the way he wants to.
Hey, Phil, why don't you read what I want you to read?
Because I think it's... How much time?
10 seconds. Stand by.
I can't read that. I think the audience is going to find it. Mr. Seals, sir? Mr. Seals?
You are, Phil.
I can't read this because I think the audience is not going to like it.
I want you to read it because that's what I'm protecting it. Radio station. I'm paying you good money.
How much time we got, bud?
10 seconds.
Okay.
Standby station, 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1, yeah!
Live from Jim Seals Auto Farm. Live from Jim Seals Auto Farm, this is Phil Henry. It's the Phil Henry Show here, our big Memorial Day special, Saving Private Henry. Come on into Jim Seals Auto Farm. If you buy a Japanese or a German car, and what do you want?
Phil, I'd like to read something here. This is General Jim Seals, special for all of our people. If you buy a Kraut or a Nip car, we will help you out here at Jim Seals Auto Farm with a special discount. All Kraut or Nip cars. I'm General Jim Seals, and now I need to reach a certain quota of sales today, and if I don't, Private Henry goes out to the showers. And that's a bad thing to send him off to the shower. So come on down to Jim Seals Auto Farm.
Okay. yeah, that's right.
Remember, you all got to go to the showers. Mr. Henry goes off to the showers in a cattle car.
All right. Thanks very much. Jim Seals Auto Farm, located here off the 101 freeway. Just remember, if you are of German, if you buy a German or a Japanese car, you get 20% off a CD changer, and you'll also get the free vinyl cleaner here from Jim Seals Auto Farm.
Get about 8 off the crown, too, you all right?
Yes, sir. That's General Jim Seals. I am at your service, General Seals. I'm Private Henry, and this is Saving Private Henry Day. And basically what Saving Private Henry means is we have to reach a certain sales quota here at Jim. Could we please kill the music? Kill the music at the station, please. Please kill the music at the station, please. Kill the music at the station. Please kill. Thank you. Thank you. Well, what that means basically is if we don't reach our sales quota, that they're going to send me off to something that happened a long time ago, so you don't have to be scared for any kids that are listening in. And I'm not really going to go to a gas chamber. I'm just going to be sent to a place where they showered cyanide on certain people. And that he's just making, Mr. Seals is making fun, because I know some children have called in and they're frightened. They wanted to know what being sent to the showers meant. That's just a figure of speech, kids. That was just a long time ago. They would send people, some certain people, not every people, into a gas chamber, and then you'd be put in an oven and burned. But it's not really going to happen. I'm just here with Mr. General Seals, and here is General Seals. Here he comes now to tell you more. Yes, sir, General.
Yes, General, this General Seals here. Bring the kids down for Adolf the Clown. He does look like Hitler. And also we've got Tojo the Mule. Plus we've got a petting zoo. You can try and pet the German Shepherd that hasn't eaten in 4 days. Now,
yeah, that's fine. Kids, don't worry. The German Shepherd isn't going to bite you. It's going to be okay. By the way, this is the Phil Henry Show on Memorial Day weekend. And come on down here. Special prize goes... I can't read this.
I told you to read.
I can't read this, sir. Okay, let's take a break on the network only. On the network only, we'll stay with us, local stations. We're taking a network break, and we'll be right back on the Phil Henry Show. I can't read this copy.
What do you want me to read?
I can't ask for the biggest German ass and the smallest Jap ass. First of all, I don't like using the words Jap, Nip, Kraut, and Jerry, okay?
What about Fritz?
I'm not using Fritz either.
Hold on, Phil. We got a deal. I talked to the radio station about it.
Mr. Seals, you have to understand something, sir. My audience is going to want me to say Nip and Kraut.
I tell you right now, I got a deal.
And we're coming back.
Stand by. Station. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, you're live.
Welcome back here, Jim Seals Auto Farm. They want me to read something here, so I'll go ahead and read it. Come on down, and you get 20% off vinyl cleaner if you buy a Nip or Kraut car. That's right, 20% off your vinyl cleaner if you buy a Nip or Kraut car. If we don't make our sales quota, I go to a gas chamber. Hi, everybody. I'm... Phil Henry, I also have to tell you that Mr. Seals wants me to announce that the woman with the biggest German ass and the woman with the smallest Jap ass.
Well, read it.
All right. Wins a special prize. We have a petting zoo. Come down and meet Adolf the Clown. He's giving out balloons. He'll twist them into the shape of a Star of David.
Yeah, the Jim Seals Auto Farm here. Better come on down here. Jim Seals. I'll make a deal.
Okay, our number, by the way, is 1-800-449-8686 here at Jim Seals Auto Farm. It's our big memorial. And by the way, we are live. There's a lot of guys that are not on the air today, but we're live taking advantage of all of you driving home from wherever, and I can't read this.
Read it.
I can't read
it. Read it.
We have a special Pearl Harbor dunk tank. Just like at Pearl Harbor, you can sink Mr. Henry and win 15% off any car clean product. Okay. We have to take a break here. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. We're live at Jim Seals Auto Farm. It's Saving Private Henry Day. Get these big deals on all cars, German and Japanese and American cars. But remember, 20% off all the vinyl cleaner that you can use if you buy a Jap or Kraut car. I can't really...
That's right, everybody. Jim Seals Auto Farm. We're located here on Clover Avenue. Take the break and exit. Go 2 miles to the man with a smile, Jim Seals Auto Farm. I'll make your deal.
All right, we'll be right back on The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Jim Seals Auto Farm, and it's the Phil Henry Show, live from Jim Seals Auto Farm here on Memorial Day 2000. And we have got great deals for you. Come on down. Saving Private Henry Day. Come on down. And now here's Phil Henry.
Thank you, General Jim Seals, and I am Private Phil Henry, and we're at Jim Seals Auto Farm making some deals today. You come down here, Adolf the Clown is here making balloon animals for the kids, and also we have great deals on cars. There's a clown and there's a German Shepherd here, so the kids can pet the German Shepherd and say hello to the clown, and then come on over and talk turkey with this great infantry of salespeople from Jim Seals Auto Farm. Now, what have they got here, Jim? By the way, you'll know to me, I'm going to be standing, I'm standing out here on the in the parking lot area, so you can't miss me. And we're hoping to see you down here. I'm wearing a military uniform. I have a helmet on, and I have on a jacket with a private stripe, because I'm the private, and Jim Seals is the general. And now here's Mr. Seals. Please let me announce you first.
Yeah, let me get the mic.
Let me announce you first, sir. And now here is Mr. Seals, or, I mean, excuse me, General Seals, to tell you more.
General Jim Seals here. Special prize, remember, I want to see a big, fat German ass down here, a little tiny Japanese ass on a woman. You know that German girls, those four lines, all those Fritz girls, man, got those big German asses. That's what I want to see. And all you skinny little Jap girls, come on down here. We have got it going on at Jim Seals Auto Farm. You win yourself a special prize. We've got some vinyl cleaner. We've got glove box scenting. We've got some of that crown spray, that crap that makes your car smell good. Come on down to Jim Seals Auto Farm. Now he's playing Henry. Call you over.
Thanks very much, General. We're going to take a network break only, and when we come back, we're going to tell you more about some of the special things they got going on at Jim Seals Auto Farm. This is the Phil Henry Show.
You're clear.
Are we clear?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I can't believe this. Tell them to turn the music off the station.
Hello, station, turn music off.
And whatever you do, don't tell anybody there's nobody here.
Right. I think that's probably a late-arriving crowd or something.
No, they're not late-arriving, man. They're not going to show up. Oh, God, I hate this so much. I hate this so much.
Well, I'm reluctant to have to think.
I can't say Kraut and Jap and Nip. It's going to make the audience angry, okay? Mr. Seals, please. Please.
I'll tell you right now, I didn't pay for that.
And the other thing, of having me go off to a gas chamber, if you don't make your sales quota, that only exacerbates the situation. You've got to have me, put me in a POW camp or something.
Who the ones that put off the gas chamber?
Those were Jewish civilians.
How about if I just have them put you in a cattle car?
You put me in a cattle car, it's the same thing, man.
What's the matter with you anyway? They told me the disc jockey come down here and be all up and everything, get all kind of business in here. What's wrong with you?
I'm just depressed. It's Memorial Day. I wish I was with my family, that's all. Can't stand wearing this stupid suit, too.
Hey, right now, I pay your salary, and I'm paying your bills, too. You do a good job at Jim Seals. You understand me?
Yes, sir, I understand you.
And give out that phone number, too. I want to hear you take some of them phone calls I hear you take.
Okay.
Stand by. 3, 2, 1. Go!
Oh.
Bill Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. And we're live at Jim Seals Auto Farm on this beautiful Memorial Day afternoon and early evening. Yes, it's the Phil Henry Show live at Jim Seals Auto Farm, where you can come down and make some real good deals. And remember, Jim Seals Auto Farm is located in Woodland Hills, Clover Exit. Go to Barranca 2 miles to the man with a smile, Jim Seals Auto Farm. Jim Seals,
I'll make you a deal!
Today, of course, we are declaring war on prices. And if you'd like to come down here, please do.
Nobody down here right now.
Please don't say there's no one down. Come on down here to Jim Seals Auto Farm, and you'll really love it. I'm dressed up like a private. We also have Adolf the Clown, and we have a German Shepherd that you can pet. And now here's General Jim Seals to tell you more.
Hello, this is General Jim Seals. I know many of our veterans are listening today, and if you suffered a war wound and can prove it, come down to Jim Seals Auto Farm. We'll give you 5% off. 5% off on the sale of any Kraut or Nip car. Now is your opportunity to get back at the Nips and Krauts that put you in a wheelchair or severed a limb or blew your eye out. Come down to Jim Seals Auto Farm. We'll give you 5% off, and we honor our veterans. Thank you, veterans, for everything you've done for our country. Come down, prove you have a war wound, and we'll give you 5% off the cost of any Jap or Kraut car. At Jim Seals Auto Farm, I'll make a deal. Now here's Private Henry.
Thank you, General Jim Seals. They'll make you a deal down here. If you're a war veteran who suffered some kind of a wound, you can come down and they'll give you a, 5% off in your car.
They got to show us the wound.
What?
They have to show us the wound.
You have to show us your war wound. Also, I'm reading it. If you're a German female, show us the German female with the largest ass also gets 20% off or something. I don't know what it is. Would you turn that music off, please?
Hey, station, turn off the music.
Thank you. I'm just being handed a new piece of copy here by our sales staff here at Jim Seals Auto Farm. If you were in any kind of a POW camp, or if we have... I can't read this.
I didn't read it, Henry.
I can't read this, sir.
Read it.
If you're in a concentration camp and you have a tattoo, you get 5% off the vinyl cleaner.
There you go. Say it again.
If you were in a concentration camp and you have a tattoo, you get 5% off the vinyl cleaner.
Good.
Here at Jim Seals Auto Farm. We're located off the 101 freeway. You take the Clover exit to Branca, go 2 miles to the man with a smile, Jim Seals Auto Farm. Remember, Jim Seals.
I'll make your deal! Say something.
What do you want me to say? I'm out here in the middle of a parking lot. There's nobody here, okay? There's no one here. Anyway, it's the Phil Henry Show. Come on down and meet me. I'll give you an autograph.
Hey, this is General Jim Seals. We don't make our sales for them. Phil Henry has got to burn. He burns like a Jew in a gas chamber. So you...
Give me that thing. Folks, what he means to say is...
What I mean to say is I'll put him away. Henry goes to cattle car and gets torched. Goes up the chimney, baby. And he...
means to say is if we don't make our sales quota, then I go off to the POW camp, okay? I'm going to go and...
No POW camp at all! It's a concentration! Shut up!
Yeah, you hit me, Henry. That, you know what that is. That's a felony.
Stand by, station.
Phil Henry here, live at Jim's...
Henry gets burned if we don't make a step.
Everything's fine. Everything's just fine. Come on down. It's early.
Gas chamber and concentration.
It'll be a lot of fun if you come down to Jim Seals.
You'll die, I tell you. I'll kill
you. On the Phil Henry Show.
Sucks.
Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And we are live today, and we're in the studio on Memorial Day. And the reason why I decided, because everyone said, why don't you go home? Why don't you roll tape like everybody else? I said, well, that's why. There's a lot of people coming home this Memorial weekend. We thought we'd take advantage of them being in their cars. And you may be driving back from Northern California, as I did yesterday with my family. In fact, Catherine Cohen's in the house here this afternoon. And we were driving down from San Jose. You know, Northern California is a fascinating place. If you ever move here, if you don't live here, and if you do live here, you may not be aware of this yet. Northern California has a fixation on Southern California. Now, I know that we're on the air in Santa Rosa, and the great people of Santa Rosa excluded. But we're not on the air in San Jose, and we will never be on the air in San... Never will this show ever be on the air in San Francisco. Never. There isn't a radio station in San Francisco that would consider itself to be, not worthy. They don't think I'm worthy. They wouldn't consider themselves to be low-class enough, low-brow enough to put our show on. And even if they had a 0.00 share, they'd never put our show on because they're San Francisco and they've got a special kind of radio up there. In other words, it's pretty dull. But nothing of a syndicated nature ever airs in San Francisco, number one, or succeeds, number two. And that's fine. That's fine. Now, I'll tell you this, and I say this as a prelude to just a couple of comments that I have about Northern California. First of all, I've been to San Francisco, say 100 times? And the first three were really all I needed. You've been to San Francisco about 3 times, and you've got it covered. You've got the waterfront covered. Yes, it's got a beautiful couple of bridges, nice neighborhoods. Do I enjoy walking her hills? No, I do not. I don't like walking anywhere in San Francisco. It's uphill and downhill, and it takes a long time. And if you go there with your wife, especially my wife who walks everywhere, she thinks it's just charming as hell to walk all over freaking town. So, you know, we're going up and down. Let's walk to Chinatown. Well, they have nice houses in San Francisco. They're also extremely overpriced. And the restaurants are good. I wouldn't say they're any better than the ones we have in Los Angeles, but talk to somebody from San Francisco, they'll tell you the greatest restaurants in the world are in San Francisco. In other words, they're still living in the 19th century up there. They still consider themselves to be the New York of the West Coast. They still consider themselves to be the real class act. And on top of that, they obsess about how much of a toilet bowl Southern California is. They talk about it constantly. They talk about how much better they are constantly. They talk about what a toilet bowl L.A. is constantly. It's never off too far from their minds. It's always a topic of conversation. It's always something they want to bring up to you. Even a total stranger. I'll illustrate that to you in a second. In other words, if you're so hot and so great and so beautiful and so wonderful as a part of the country, as a part of the state, what do you need to continually fixate on someone that is lesser than you? And yet that's San Francisco. And Northern California. Now, this is just one man's opinion, and I've had this for probably about the last 20 years. I wouldn't live in Northern California for all of the money, all of the gold, all of the jewels in King Solomon's mine, man. Why? I don't exactly get that. Southern California is more beautiful. We have better-looking mountains. We got palm trees. And our beach is actually something you can swim in as opposed to freezing until your nuts are ice cubes up there at Stinson or whatever these jive beaches they have in Northern California. Okay, that's number one. Number two, our city is more interesting than San Francisco. I hate to break the news to you. L.A. is an infinitely more interesting and complex city than San Francisco will ever be. Now, am I saying that as a put-down? No, I am not. It's a statement of fact. I have already articulated what I consider to be the beautiful aspects of the city. Gorgeous-looking city to look at. The other part of Northern California I like is Mendocino County. And that just about has got it covered. Mendocino, Santa Rosa, looking at San Francisco. Not necessarily being in it, but looking at it. And there, you got it covered. Because if you visited the joint, like I said, 3 times, you visited it. But for whatever reason, and I suspect it's because they inherently, they really know innately that their city's better days have passed them by. They are humorless people. They're tight asses. What they think is funny isn't funny at all. Their radio is so horrible that I can't even begin to, it doesn't even abide the telling. I'm listening to KCBS yesterday, driving down, trying to get traffic.
This is KCBS Radio, and right now to South Bay. And
like they got a short, what they did is they hijacked a short bus, threw everybody into the studio, got some guy with a head that, you know, maybe it could be smaller, and
he's reading the traffic.
So, you know, anyway, I get in the elevator in a hotel, Mike. Maria's with me. This woman, she's about 4'2". I don't know what her story was. She got in the elevator, and she says to Maria, "What a beautiful dress." "Thank you very much," my wife says. "What a beautiful... You must have purchased that in San Francisco." We were in San Jose. "You must have... I'm telling you, this is the God's honest... This conversation took place. I never even met this woman. I've never seen her before in my life. "You must have purchased that in San Francisco. That... You're not from L.A., are you?" Swear to God. And I said to her, "Yes, we are from L.A., and we decided to bring some of our good taste north, and we hope it rubs off. Have a nice day," as we got out of the elevator. And she's doing one of those nervous laughs like, "Oh, my God, I've just offended somebody." And she's, "Oh, you can go months, years, decades in the city of Los Angeles, and you will never once hear the city of San Francisco even mentioned. I mean, even in a good way. You want to know why? Because we have a life. We have, we have better things to do. We got places to go and people to see. We have jobs to go to. The last thing that's on our mind is obsessing about San Francisco or how much better or worse we think it is. And quite frankly, people in L.A. think San Francisco's pretty nice. We take weekend vacations up there. Many times we'll take a week out and go up there. We love the hotels. We love the restaurants. We have been brainwashed into believing what those people up there want us to believe, which is that they do have better restaurants up there. I hate to break the news, but no, they don't. I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings. San Francisco's restaurants aren't any better than the ones we got in L.A. Sorry. However, we buy it, and we go up there, and we sit, and we eat in the, you know, whatever joint to get that, quote, good Italian food in North Beach, end quote. Jesus, I'll be a dead man before I find a good pizza in North Beach. And the Chinese food up there? What are you talking about, man? It's fine, you know, Guy, I saw people standing in a line around the block to get into this Chinese joint in San Francisco one night, and I finally got into the place. Well, first of all, the grease on the counter, you could have cut with a spoon, and then it took me like, I was almost died of dehydration trying to get a beer out of this place. You know, I'm asking this guy, I almost was on one knee begging, "Could I have a Tsingtao, anything, I don't care, Pabst Blue Ribbon," and his Chinese guy's over me like, "Maybe," you know, and he keeps going. And then the guy serves up his slop, and you know what? It wasn't that great. And for that, I stood in line for 45 minutes. So this lady in the elevator, get a load of that. She says, "Oh, you must be from L.A. I can't believe these people that they got such a major heart on for Southern California. And then it dawned on me that maybe it's just a part of the country they didn't make it in. Is that it? You guys came down here, you got your ass kicked, you went out of town, came back, got your ass kicked. You finally went back up to Silicon Valley, started your little dot-com business, ripped a whole bunch of people off, cashed out with your $1 million, and now you're living up there in those overpriced spreads you got up there. I can't believe the bread they get for pads up there. And I mean, these houses are 30, 40 years old. They're getting $1.5 million for these toilets. And everybody's just got to live in Silicon Valley, and everybody's got to have the house in Mill Valley, and they all got to just do the do. And, oh, my God, let's live in the marina. Correct me if I'm wrong. The last time the marina got made any news, it was burning to the ground. Is that right? They had themselves an earthquake. And I wouldn't even mention it. I wouldn't even have brought it up and bored you with it were it not for the fact that I just been 2 days immersed in this stuff. And this whole thing about, even if you're trying to avoid it, you can't get away from the whole Northern California attitude and what's going on up there. Now, I will tell you this. This is uniquely Californian, and I don't know that people from anywhere else are aware that this goes on. But we have to deal with this every time we go up. Every time I go to the Bay Area, I got to hear about what a toilet can L.A. is. How it's smoggy, how it's this, how it's that. Los Angeles continues to evolve as a city. San Francisco is stuck in the 1970s. And now they ain't even got the interesting aspect of the hippies. At least they were, you know, sort of colorful. It was kind of an interesting little music scene they had there for a while. Now they ain't even got that. Now what do they got? They got their comedy scene, which sucks. They got their, well, never mind. It's a great town. Go up there, buy the chocolate, get the sourdough bread, go get yourself a lobster, and then bag yourself some sleep. And they have very interesting homosexuals up there. Oh, the hippies moved out and the homosexuals moved in. Hey, that's the best part of San Francisco. It's the, quote, most colorful part, end quote. Anyway, so that was the whole trip, and we got in the car and motored south. And I didn't even have to bring it up. I wasn't going to say anything. My wife was screaming about it all the way down here because she had to drive. I said, you drive. And she drove the whole trip, and she hates the drivers up there. She just hates them. And I said, you know what? I'm driving around San Jose, and I got the same feeling when I was driving around Sacramento. I'm driving around. I swear to God, you think you're in Wisconsin. Or you could be in Minnesota, or you could be in Illinois. It doesn't look like California. It looks at the Midwest. Midwest is great. Midwest is beautiful. But that's the Midwest. You come to California, don't you want it to look like California instead of you're in the middle of Oshkosh? There ain't a palm tree, nothing. And then I go and try to find a grocery store. It's just because the kids were hungry. They needed breakfast. You think they got a supermarket around there? No, everything is a boutique grocery. So, in other words, you get a piece of bacon. It's $1,400 for a thing of sizzling. Forget it. 1-800-44... So I had to roll a guy. It was the greatest thing. I rolled this guy for his groceries. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We're live this afternoon on Memorial Day, and because we figure there's a lot of people, you know, getting a late start, getting home, and man, yesterday it was like that briefly, just briefly. It was Sunday, and I figured, no, we cannot be that unlucky that we have hit, you know, this kind of traffic with 2 days left in the holiday, and that's why I said, well, you know, I made the big mistake of flipping over and trying to find a traffic report. But it was pretty bottled up there in Northern California. It was coming back down. And they had some, you know, car show in Paso Robles, these cherried out, like, 57 Chevys and stuff, all these lowriders, those guys with the, what the hell do they call those springs on the front end? The Mexicans like to bounce their cars up and down? This dude is going down the road, man, at about 75 miles an hour, that thing going up and down like that. Hey, Craig asked a question, and I'm not sure I have the answer to this. So why don't we go ahead and put it? Anybody in San Francisco have the answer to this question? We'd love to hear from you this afternoon. Oh, you mean we're not on the air up there? Okay. And by the way, I didn't want to, that conversation I was having with you moments ago about Northern California, I really didn't mean to include Sacramento in that so much, because Sacramento is a farm town. It's not anything, it's not a horrific place. Nobody's walking around with their nose in the air up there. I was reading a newspaper in San Francisco about 5 years ago. Somebody had very, very unfortunately referred to the mayor of San Francisco, Willie Brown, using the N-word. And it was a classless, tasteless, rotten thing to do. But nonetheless, it's the world that we live in. Now, what you do generally when you have a caller on the air who throws a word like that around, you hit what's called a dump button, a delay button. You punch it out. 7 seconds later, nobody hears it. And the host of the show in San Francisco where the N-word was uttered apparently mishit the dump button or didn't get it in time, and the N-word got out. Now, in Los Angeles, we had a black mayor for a while, Tom Bradley. If that ever happened down here, it would be unfortunate, and it would be just another example of man's ignorance. But nonetheless, I don't think it'd make the front page of the L.A. Times. This guy called Willie Brown the N-word and made the front page of the San Francisco Chronicle. The front page! That proves there's nothing to report. Proves there's no news up there. Needless to say, we couldn't get out of there fast enough. Oh, by the way, we had pancakes at... Oh, and one other thing. We stopped at a Chinese restaurant up there. It's a chain Chinese restaurant. I won't mention any names. Went in to get some food. Worst crap we ever ate. So generally, our experience up there wasn't nothing to write home about, even though I did. I sent postcards to all my friend. All my friend. Don't come up here. Why do people put refrigerators on their front porch? This is something that we were discussing earlier in the afternoon. Craig Taylor, who's my engineer and knows about these things, says that he knows people. Oh, you don't know people. You were theorizing this. That's right. He's got people, though, who live in Big Bear, and the guy that lives next door to him had a refrigerator out on his front porch. Now, this is something that you generally see in the Appalachians, let's say in poor white areas. Well, maybe even poor black areas, too. Although I don't get into those areas much anymore. Not like I used to. Not when I was going in there and getting a chicken, you know, with the half a loaf of white bread. I just don't find my way down there anymore. Just don't get down to Philadelphia, Mississippi like I used to. And they have, in the white neighborhoods, a refrigerator on the front porch. Why? The theory goes that back in the day when people couldn't afford that much, to have a refrigerator was almost like having a Mercedes-Benz. If you owned a refrigerator, it was like having a hot tub. It was something that you wanted people to see, and so you would park it right there in the front porch and go out front and get whatever the crap was that you needed and then walk back inside. Never mind the possibility that the reason why it was on the front porch is there was no room for it inside the house. That could very well be, too. A lot of those kitchens weren't made for refrigerators. I don't know. But the refrigerator up on cement blocks was always a favorite of mine. Well, as it turns out, this afternoon, Craig tells me that he knows people in Big Bear Lake, California, and they still have their refrigerators out on their front porch. I'm going to do that. I know a lot of you guys are coming back from Big Bear this weekend. Many of you coming back into town from all over the state and the country. You've seen the refrigerators out on the front porches. Anyway, that was supposedly an indication of no class, or at least of being poverty, impoverished, having it. Parking a car on your front lawn, that was something else as well. Making fried bologna sandwiches, something else as well. Putting those little colored bottles out in your window, that's something else. Fried bologna sandwich, white trash. And, you know, and on and on and on and on. We've been down this road so many times, we don't have to beat it to death. Dogs sleeping under a porch, that kind of stuff. But the refrigerator on the porch thing, I hadn't seen until I went to San Francisco this past weekend. And the people who live in North Beach, which is an extremely exclusive part of the city, they've got refrigerators on their front porch up there. So you see, you can dress them up, but you can't take them out. And they got grandma sitting out on the front porch with a shotgun in her lap, rocking back and forth next to a refrigerator on the porch in North Beach, San Francisco. And we went up 101. It took us 6 hours. Or actually, I came home with Maria and the kids. It took us 6 hours. It was fantastic. Went through Gilroy, the garlic capital of the world. You know what the breath's like in that town? And then we went through Castroville, the artichoke capital. And then we went to, I forget wherever else we went. Oh, yeah, we stopped off at a Burger King in Paso Robles. And that's when I had to stop. I was driving up to that point, and I got out of the car and was in the bathroom for a few hours. 1-800-449-8686.